With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Now that EPA documents from a public records request have been turned over, a decision needs to be made on what to do with the information that appears to confirm suspicions. The agency was fully aware that the What's Up Stream campaign was using taxpayer money to fund its anti-farming lobbying efforts. Safe Family Farming Director Gerald Barron says the evidence and the law should make it pretty clear.
The decision made not to enforce was not really made on legal basis, but more on a political basis. And it's a little bit disheartening and probably a little bit frightening to think that enforcement of the laws of our state are not being based upon whether laws are being broken, but based upon who's the one breaking them. But that's certainly what appears to us here. And that serves to undermine the confidence of the public in whether we live in a nation where everyone is subject to the laws.
Referring to a recent Capitol Press story, Barron says former EPA Region 10 Administrator Dennis McLaren still denies any wrongdoing.
Statements that Mr. McLaren made in that interview are completely contradictory to what the documents show. So we're very concerned about the Puget Sound partnership because we now believe someone who has a very aggressive anti-farm track record is now sitting in a position where he can have significant influence over decisions relating to the environment.
Listen tomorrow for Barron's thoughts on McLaren's new post with the Puget Sound partnership. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.